Shir Chav Zayin in Chulin, Balo Shir continued, Chav Zayin Tishrei Tavshim Mem Hei, October 23, 1984, on Tuesday continued.
Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Tubet HaBeishet, Shemitul Kulin Lechi Kosher, Vitame Tune, Nitul Lechi Atachim Kosher, Maski Bo Rav Pope Vliki Itasumoni, U Rav Pope Kashe Masnis Nitul Lechi Atachim Kosher, Vishel Masnis Nitul Rav Pope Lui Kashe, Hodi Ikari Kulin, Hodi Igen Gumen, Niusumoni, Hodi Shmuel Kashe, Lui Tengu Kulin Lechi Atachim ואומר רב אבו אחון אמר שמואל סימונים שנדעו וגורו בו את ריפה אומר רב שיש את רואי רבי דהות יהי כבר יקפו להוסום דעת ותקפות אין דעסנו ובסו יסיע במורה תסמול פיסם במורה בו דעסנו ובסו יס and yet to go over it with the different yosoyes very careful that's all
Yorad Chulin Shir Chav Ches by the Rosh Hashiva Dalet Cheshbon Hei Tov Shemim Hei October 30th,
1984 on Tuesday. לא יצריך איזה שער לפנינו בין תשמי פעם בשוחת שפע אז הנה מיידוך שוחת שפע הינם שוחת שפע כמשנו כי בגלל גום האר זימן בשוער בדורש לא יורד so you're going over this gemara just to understand what Iko is רוסך לא דאגרום מיקו, רשת. בפרק השליח התנאו נקודת, שיהיה, נמשור כדי שחית אז בהמה, שוחת והיטי. חורש בבצחס, של הילך והילי, היין את רוס, שוחת הבישת, נעבוד, ופוסק אבא גרס, הרי זה ניקו. Now, this Rosh expression of Rashi is very misleading. One could make a mistake and assume that according to Rashi means that if he takes a case, a thorn, and he severs the gargaras with that, so that's equal. That's not equal. Equal means something, a certain flaw in the shchita, in the act of shchita. But not, I mean, this is because there is no shchita altogether. He did it with the cakes, with the cake. So the pshat is, as Rishonim point out, in Rashi means, if he was sheichet with the second pogo. So it is a shechit. But, if it's a second pogo, so the halacha he is, it is possible. It is possible. Alright. Oy sheichet, as a sakin, have a chlode, kechu vezu, hatchuba bechu, why is it called chlode? If it's hidden, like a weasel. A chulde is a weasel. A weasel hides itself in the holes of the walls. Hashechem to Havas, Hava Gome, was in the first of God, was not Gome, Shemachia Yore, not his foot in King, Hersha Shrite, or Yosheke, Ein Bein, this is the Umar, the Rahoy, the Basra, Kule, dann was ist der Schäfer, die wird nicht verbellen werden. Ich bin durch den Bocke bei dem Schäfer, die Osser lachen. Ich schmul da mehr haben. Was ist das Lachen nun? Ich war am Mischne, Schmier und Meres. Alright. Now, the thesis. Kule, die noch nie. Pire, wie gut rechts. Ich konnte die Gnaden schochen, zu welchen die Posse da erkehrt. ויתאימה, דאין זה שייך לו את השחיתה, כי זה פוסל מפני שהוא ישוחתה, והוא גם ממשול לו את השחיתה. יש אין על דבר מבנים, פוסקי, he took a thorn, and he severed the gadgets. He means the second book. ויש אין על דבר שלוח עם סכן גומו, למאגו. וזה נקרא פוסט הגרס הפסוע אבי, משום להמשיך בין הלכים, כי נתנם בפירקי, חוץ מן המאגו למיון. ובלוחס דליס, פיריש, איקו שנקה הסימן ונשמת חוץ מנקייני וחוץ מנקייני. So at first this is assumed, very strange, that the Al-Khazilis mean has referenced the case where he cut the semen first, and after he cut the semen, then it was nishmat. In other words, while the behemoth was still living, vachestis. So then there is, should be no psu, shenekar ha-simen v'nishmat, not nishchat, so Maram says, it makes a correction, v'nishmat, chut m'keim, after, immediately upon the shchite of the simen, it was nishmat m'keim. V'teime d'imanyin z'alilut ha-shchite, v'al nosok lum, elo sh'ha-simen nishmat me'lo. If first he cut it, and then it was nishmat, So it didn't do anything. There's no psul. Ve'afinu shochti b'shomte. The Maram again quotes. Ve'afinu shomte b'sakim typically mitam agone. In other words, and even if the pshat in Al-Hazilis is not when it was nishmat meva, but in the course of the shchite, he was eicharet m'keim. As he was cutting the semen, he moved it from its original place in the course of the shchita. Then it is possible. So the discussion is, if in the course of the shchita he moved it from its original place, so maybe why do we have to resort to a new psul b'ikur? So then it should be possible mitzad agone. Then it should be possible mitzvah agome, and that is not so kosher, because we could say, when is there psula agome? Let's say ish shecht, if he shechts the gargeres, the kone above the tabas again, a contra visi barbude, a contra chamin barantignes, if he shechts the kone above the shikukim. So in other words, he is shechting that portion of the kone that is beyond the area of shchita. Mashinkin here, he is cutting the kone, or he is cutting the veshet, except that the kone or the veshet becomes detached from its original position. But he is cutting the kone and the veshet, so maybe it doesn't involve the psul of Agon. But only because of the psulavika. But anyway, takes as assumed, inasmuch as in the course of shchita itself, it is moved away from the original natural position, so that then it involves the psulavagometer. V'yesh reima da'ayrek ish nishmat ha-simen v'hakach shochte. Now you can ask the same kashi. Nishmat ha-simen before the shchita, and then ishechti. But so again, so he shechts it shalom in kemei. So without recourse, to the psul of Hiko, it should be possible on the score of Agome. But as all the Shemim point out, there is a psul of Hiko, even, let's say, if the kone is mishmat, and then, let's say, and he shechts enough, and he shechts the veshet. So then, and the patient is not the kamikin, is not the shi. So he certainly couldn't treat the basis upon the psul of Agam. So then, so the aloch is, if one of the two simonim is nishmat and kemei, the time of the shchite, so then the shchite in the other simon is possible. That certainly could not be explained by the basis of Agam. So we have to resort to the din of Iko. But suppose the same sinner that was nishmat, he shechts, so then According to Tesla's, it is possible on two scores. First of all, because of the Ikur, because it's Ligora. Then the other Simen, he would check the other Simen, that was not Mishma. And then because also of Agon. Yishlim and Bayakish and Mishma, that Simen, Bahakar, Shor, וכולת אם אני מדיקומה, היינו נקנם את רגיס אדם, הנכי הבמה כרפות המלכה זה, אם אתם הפשיטים למהיים לשחיתים, שפה נתרא. So this is a simon de kashe, that if it's nishma the simon, so then it's traife. ויש לימה, מגיב הלוחם אלה סלב traife, אלא שכן הלוחם מישי מסיני, ואין שחיתם ילס בסימן שומת הנשמה, חוץ מכם חיבורי, בין בבישת בין בקומה, ואפילו אי שיחשיר בסימן אחד, משחתו האחוד, משחתו האחוד, אין שחיתה מיילה בשם. אין שחיתה מיילה בשם. So that's equal to color. So Tesla's mentions our Hadir Shitim, that according to our Hadir is, Nishmat HaSimen, Lek HaMikini is not for you. And the Chaim is Kseyo. But the shchita is not affected. In other words, suppose it's nishmat asimen, a girl's relationship, and he wants to use the milk of that baby, so then it's kosher, because it's not right. However, the Ramban adapts the shchita of the Aloha Viles, but it's his own shchita. Not like the Aloha Viles, that nishmat asimen is not right, but shchita is not affected. The Ramban says in Ramban, if Nishmat HaSimen, it is straight, Mechai, if Nishmat HaSimen, before the Shkhet is straight. And you cannot use the Cholom of the Dehim. But there is another Aloha, that not only does it involve in Israel, but if you do Shechet, once one of the Sibonim is Nishmat, so then the Shkhet is not effective, and it's in Mosam Yisrael and Rilov. This is the Ramban Shit. So that's contrary to the Shitty of all the other Shem. As a matter of fact, practically all the Shem have the Shitty of the Halacha Dilus. It's not a Shitty of Rashi. Rashi is a Yochid. He's saying that equal means if the Rosh Hashanah is a second. So practically all the other Shem, they explain it on Halacha Dilus. That equal means Nishma Asim. But there are some Shem who agree with the Ramban that Nishma Asim Nishmat HaSimen, Nishmat HaSimen, is Treife Mechaim, but that's not a Chiddush. Besides the Psul of Treife, so the Shchit is not effective, so the Mel is Nevel also. And it's Metam and Tumas Nevel. That's Ramban. Well, I think the Shem agree with the Bahar, that it's not Treife, but Shchit is not effective. אם תנאו לומו, הנה מיינה בלכה שחית פוסק הגרס ביסה כנגומו מי שזה כמו היא שמיינה בלכה שעת כנגחל ויש למה יד הרשם על הבדיל יד הרשם מול ועושה מיין כאן שחית שאין על החלק ולפי רשת כנגחל סמיכה שמיין שמותו דעו החלדיל זה דעו בטריף בוטקובת רשי So Shmuto is Treife. Shmuto is Treife. In Zoyach, Baskirei, Mio Lehav Hashti, Kol Pio Shalach Adiles, Min Shor Hashrite, Shem Biguf Hashrite, Viko Reine Biguf Hashrite, Elo Shesheich Hetzimen, Shemeka, Sonam Lo Yitzvakon, Halach Adiles, So Niko is not in the goof Hashemite, but he shechts. In other words, how Ma'is Hashemite is done. Ma'is Hashemite is done the regular way, but the simen was neka. And even if the Ma'is Hashemite is realized in the simen that is not neka, as long as the other simen is neka, so then it involves the psalm. גם צס קושי לא שמי חיו ועקיה ומש מה שאין לי על עקיה עשינו וניס ישליט האחרס רק שבסוס הבינו כמנחיר אין כן שבכך לא יומץ ומה שקושי מוקם ושחקות ובפריטס ויש בה נחלים לי ספור יש כל אחד כימי ואיזו שכן מלבר We don't have time to go over that we doubt it. The moral Russian dishes, perhaps we can go over the Russian. Perhaps. אומר רב נחמן אומר שמואל טובץ הוושת. Now the literal meaning of טובץ, he said טובץ הוויס, טובץ הגינו, it means, I think the literal meaning of טובץ means the courthouse, it means something that is in back of something. So the טובץ, what does טובץ mean? טובץ is reference to the pharynx, to the pharynx. But that's above the esophagus, the vision. That's why it's called Tobus Avation. Because it's on top of the vision. So Tobus Avation, the pharynx, Shenutal Kulin Lechi Koshi. Suppose the pharynx was detached completely from the jaw. From the Livia, having read Nora's reference, there are two lechis, the lechi l'eli and the lechi atachti. So, the Nora's reference to the lechi atachti, the lower jaw. So, if the pharynx was detached completely from the lower jaw, so then it's kosher. That's what Hamachon Mashmur says. The Tametune, and the Rai is from the Mishnah. Nitalechi atachte in kosher. If the lower jaw was removed, what did it mean removed? It became detached from the tobit, from the tobit alesh. Mastifle rachpope, oyike ikosimon. But if the tobit alesh was detached completely from the jaw, so then the simonim themselves amishment from the original position. From which means some melee it should be possible because of Iko. Of Iko. Now, so Bishlame, according to the Bahar in Old Rishini, the Tikkun means Nishmatam Tzimke, we understand the Gemara's Kashi. But according to Rashi, the Tikkun means Shechel Nisakim Gumo. And Shmuto is Reife. There's nothing to do with Tikkun. So we have to say, according to Rashi, the expression Iko can have reference to one of two things. Either to the Psul of Iko, to Psul of Iko, and that is reference to Sheikhi Bisakim Gumo, where the expression Nikra Simonim can also have reference to Nishmat HaSimonim, Nishmat HaSimonim. And then it's not because of the Psul Nishmat, because it's a trait. So when the Gemara says here, Oiko Iko, the Gemara doesn't mean the Psul of Iko, of the five Psul Nishmat. But here the Gemara means the trait of Iko. So why does Rav Pope raise his objection against Hanachim Mashmuel? After all, the Mishnah says Nitalach Yatach Kosh. Now, if the lower jaw is removed from its position, So then, the middle of the simonim also start shaking, and they become detached from the original position. So why does he ask against Rav Nachman bar Shmuel? So he should ask a kasha against the Mishnah. Or Rav Poppe kasha asks, right? Rav Poppe seems to imply that he's chilek Rav Nachman bar Shmuel, but the Mishnah confirms Rav Nachman bar Shmuel tamach. Mora said, Bishleime must listen to Rav Poppe Lui Kashi. Hodi Ikara Kure, Hodi Igmikum. Now, so Rashi and most Rishayim explain that. Ikara Kure now, there is, the Tov Tzaveshet is attached, is Mechuber, to the Lechi Atachti, to the jaw, with the birth. But between the Torah Tzaveishet, which is the upper extension of the Veishet, between the Torah Tzaveishet and the Lechi Atachtei, there is a piece of Rosa intervening. So when the Mishnah, Rav Poppe holds, that when the Mishnah says Nitro Lechi Atachtei Kosher, it means if the lower jaw was detached from the Torbetz, but the Bosso remained attached, the piece of Bosso that intervenes between the Torbetz and the Lechi remained attached to the Torbetz. So the Lechi was detached from the Simonim, from the Torbetz, and the Bosso. And the Bosso remained attached to the Torah. Then it's kosher. That's called igumigume. And the psul of iku, whether iku is a psul nishrite, or according to Rashi, that iku is not a psul nishrite, it's a treife. So that has reference to the case of Ikarakure, not Igmagume. When the Simon, the Torbetz, was detached from the Lechi and the Bosso remained attached to the Lechi, and the Torbetz became detached from the Bosso that intervenes, that normally intervenes between the Torbetz and the Lechi. This is how Rashi explained. And most Rishayim explained. But one difference. According to most Rishayim, so Iku is not Reve. It's a Psul in Shchite. According to the Rabban, Iku is both. It's Reve, and it also constitutes a Psul in Shchite. According to Rashi, Iku itself is Reve. It doesn't constitute a psul in the shchit. But as far as the pshat in the Gemara of Ikra Akure, and Igni Bume, so most Rishonim explain it like Rashi. The Rambam has his own pshat in Ikra Akure and in Igni Bume. But most Rishonim explain it like Rashi. Now let's see the Gemara. Tobit Aveshe Chenit Al Kulen. We come in Polish when Niki Nikos Mon. We tell it to me, tell me what is in the period of Messiah. Tunic in Tamil Zon. Nita Lache Atach in Kosh. The film Chenit Al Lechi. Nisli Shua Simon Mushe Lache Atach in Kogori. Kashi Masis. Niktoni Kosh. Niki Al Kure. Nikos Mon Mushe Lache Aveshe. Abishe min alachi min abosu. So when the Tobit Abishe is mitalku in lechi, so then the Abishe is also neka. Mimki. Odi igu migume. Mi ilu simoni. Shenidman halechi min abosu. Shemutal ala simoni. Bin alechi viasime. Ilav ikru. Shasimoni mi urim libosu. Now it seems that we're forcing, saying Rambam, that the Rambam explained Igum Nikume differently. Because the Rambam is attributed to the Chachmalunia. So he says, the Magnish mentions, the Magnish, I mean the Xaviyada, Yuchas Magnish, mentioned that, let me see. Mentions the whole truth of Rambam to Chachmalunim. Because the Rambam, I mean, that has nothing to do with the Shrikh, it has to do with the Shrikh. The Roshna Mishnah is Nita Lechi Atachti is kosher. How about Lechi Rayin? Suppose the upper jaw was removed. The upper jaw, I mean, this is the upper jaw. So, the Mishnah doesn't say. So the Rambam says, Nital Lechi Poeli in Israel. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, but the Rambam says, in view of the fact that the Mishnah says Nital Achatachti Kosher, so the implication is only Nital Achatachti is Kosher, but Nital Lechi Poeli in, so it's right. Why? And the Rambam explained it in the Tribute of Chachmon. So Chachmon asked him, where did the Rambam get find the new traitor that is not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara? So he says, even though it's not mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, but it's implicit in the Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah is in the traitors nita lechi atachti kosher. So it's mashma only lechi atachti. But lechi elyin is traitor. Why? And he explains it. Medical. Because if it's nita lechi elyin, so that means that the lungs are open to the outside. So maybe he's ready to get any kind of infection any minute. And it will interfere with the breathing. So maybe it's right. Anyway, so that's the chuvet of Chachmir. So the Tshuvet Rachamunim deals with Nitul Lachayim. But Agavuche, he says there that the Simonim are not attached to the Tobit Aveshet, the Simonim. The Simonim are attached in the Tzavah to the Kruvim, to certain veins and arteries in the Tzavah, in the neck. But then the simonim are attached to the pitzul that branches out from the Tobit Aveshet. other words, from the Tumas Aveshit, so certain veins branch out, and the Sigonim are attached to the Pitzul HaMispatzel Mitubas Aveshit. So some of the Toskim, they explain that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says, Ho di Iker Kohe, Ho di Igumigume, Ho di Igumigume. So it means, when do we say that it's the Psalm of if the Torah salvation was detached completely from the top to the bottom? So the Mele, if the Torah salvation was detached completely from the top to the bottom, so Mele and the simonim are attached to the pitzul that branches out from the Torah salvation, so the bottom, the tzeyat achte of the Torah salvation was also detached. So Mele, the simonim themselves start changing, become loose. So then, Mashem came, but that's Ikarikoi. When the whole Torah salvation was Nishmat, was Neka, became even the Tziatachti of the Torah salvation. Ikarikoi means that the major portion of the Torah salvation was Neka, but the Tziatachti was not Neka. It's only Ikarikoi. Some Mele, the simonim that are attached to the Tzeya Tachte of the Torah Tzareshet, so they don't start shaking. It's not shaking. So then it's kosher. Then it is kosher. This is how the Rambam explained how the Ikari Gure. So, or you see, the Roshan Rambam, Perkhes and Rashriya, Halochechal Gimu is as follows. לכי ראיתי שנית על פרק אבל נית על התחתם כי אם שביזמן עדיפים הסימונים ולא נקרו, in other words, it was only detached after the ציית תחתם, but the ציית תחתם of the trubets was not better, so maybe the simonim don't become loose as yet עד מכן הסימונים עד ולא יד בכלל. So maybe the simonim one did not become loose, did not start shaking from the original position. So then harizmitas. That's in Perkhes, Halach HaGimu. And that's mashma, that this is how, because he uses the same Losh Nigma, like Igumikum. But all the other Rishonim explain it like Rashi. That Igumikum means that the Lechi was detached from the Torbets, but the Bosor that intervenes between the Torbets and the Lechi Atachte remain attached to the Simonim, to the Torbets. So then it's kosher. And Ikari Kura means that the Lechi together with the Bosor were detached from the Simonim, from the Torbets. So in other words, all the Rishonim except for the Rambam explain it like Rashi, except that according to Rashi, in the case of Ikari Kure it's Reife, and according to the other Rishonim it's not Reife, but it's the Psul of Iku. Or, as Rambam says, it's both Reife and the Psul of Shem. Milu Simon. El Shmuel Kashi. You see the lotion, the expression, Meilu Simoni, on top of the Simoni, above the Simoni, lends itself to the Rambam's pshat. In other words, it only was Nekar, the Talbot, up to the Tziatachim of the Talbot. And the simonim are only attached to the ktziyat tachtim of the Torah. Oh, I tell you. But according to Rashi, it's all new simonim on top of the simonim, because there is a piece of posok that lies and the simonim intervenes between the simonim and the lechi. So it's also like El Shmuel Kashi. But Shmuel says, Tubit Avishi Shemital Kulin Lechi Kashi. So that implies Shemital Kulin, it means together with the bosa, it became detached from the simonim, from the Torahs. So the melee, that should involve the Psulaviko. In other words, Shanahu Mashmu doesn't say to Tabishi, Shemital Kulein Lechi is kosher, but Shemital Rubein Lechi is kosher. Shemital Rubein Lechi is kosher. In other words, the interesting thing is, according to Rashi's Pshat, so when the Gemara says, Rav Nachman of Shmuel means Tobit Avesit Shemital Kulein Lechi Kosher, he really means what the Rambam understands Nigimigum. What does Nigimigum mean? Nigimigum means that it's not the whole Tobit was there. Apleti Atachten, the Zitachten itself remained intact. The Zitachten remained attached. So in other words, so that is the pshat of Rube, I mean, and that's the pshat of the Rambam in Nigamigumi. So in other words, according to the Rambam pshat, so the Gemara is saying, Rav Nachman of Shmuel says the same thing that Rav Popi himself says. What does Rav Popi himself say? That Nidra Lechi Atachtin Kosher means Nigamigumi. And when he says, Nito Tobetz, that Nital, Tobit Avesh Nital, it doesn't mean Kule, he also means Zigamigume, Nital Rube, that's Zigamigume. I mean, according to the Rambam Pshat of Yemi. Hold Yigamigume. Ika Simon Shaka, Avesh Alech Nabosa, who did the Tumen Dino Simon, Shnim Alech Nabosa, Shemuto, והסימונים ילך והסימן אליו יקפו שהסימונים יהיו מבוסר. עכשיו, אל נשמול כאשר רחוק הוא די איתי כסימונים במקום אותו מתאבי שני גם מה שאני שלבד במיטה במי שאתה מבוסר. עכשיו, אלה אם הוא בוב רבו באחון הוא משמוע סימונים שנדלגו ברובו ישראיפה. סימונים שנדלגו ברובו ישראיפה סועידים just רובו לא דיטאצ' So it's also trade. Some melee. And here, Rav Nachman of Mashmuel says, that it's kosher legamba. It's kosher legamba. Omar Rav Shishe, Beit Ravide, Hodi Ikpal Ikpule, Hosom de Afrik Ikpule. Alright. Ikpal Ikpule, שניקלף או הבוסר יקפל כמו ניקלף בידים אלי מקופו אס אבונים זה נסיד דיף רק הפוקה כדובר הנקע בקיח שנקע קמיה וקמיה ותרובי די סימי את המחובה ומחובה ביחד דיו כך להפחיבו ולא יחוד בו so according to Rashi and most of it now the Rambam the Rambam and the Rambam and the Rambam and I'm going to discuss it now it's like but according to all the Shem, except for the Rif and the Rambam, they explain it like Rashi. Except that according to Rashi, Niko Vistreife, not Ipsul and Shrite, and according to the other Shem, the Rosh, the Tur, so, the Rashbo, so, it's Ipsul and Shrite. That's the only difference. So in other words, but they explain it like Rashi. Ik Pau Kipule, when does Shmuel say, when does Rabbi Bachone, Omar Shmuel say, that if the simonim are nidaldu will even be ruba. So it's treife. So it's only when the rov was neka bekeach, forceful, not binacht. In other words, it was neka here one-third, and here one-third, not a continuous piece. So it means forceful. So then it's treife. That's ifa kifuki. And when does Rav Nachman Mashmuel say that Nital Rube is kosher when the mute, the remaining mute, is in one place? So it's not one place, two places. The question is whether it was torn away forcefully or mildly. So if it was torn away forcefully, so then it's rape. If it was torn away, if the hog was torn away in a has, slowly and mildly, then it's kosher. Particularly put, shenukla. Now, the other machine, explain it like Rashi, except for Rabbi Rambam. But, with one difference, according to Rashi, so in the case of Yifakaf Huke, it's Freite, and according to, no, there is no difference. Because here, the law is explaining Yifakaf Huke, Simon, and Dalto, and Rubot. There, according to all the machine, it's Freite, not its own machine. Because here the Rav Nachman Mashmuel says Beferesh, so there is no difference between Rashi's Pshat and Adar Rishayim. The difference between Rashi and Adar Rishayim is in the Teretz of Ikra Kuri Igem Gubi. So they say the same Pshat, except that according to Rashi Ikra Kuri Straight, according to Adar Rishayim is Pshul Shriti. But here, if a Kafruke means forcefully, if the rov of the simonim was detached in a forceful way, so then it's straight. So that's straight according to everybody, according to the other machine also. Okay.
Yoredea Chulin Shirchav Tes Bedosh Yeshiva Yud Aleph Cheshvan Hey Tov Shin Mem Hey November 6, 1984 on Tuesday continued.
If he cuts the Torah's Aveshet, so it's not male. It's not meyer. So meyle, so meyle the aloche of ikor doesn't apply either. So Vishen explained it. Vishen explained it. Tesis doesn't. In other words, if we say, that when simen is nekam and kemi, the simen is nekam and kemi, so then it's not chayim. But shchiti is not meyer. Of course, it's aloche of Mishnah Sinai. But what's the pshat in aloche of Mishnah Sinai? Why? Because if the simen is nechem kimei, then the simen keeps on shaking. So that's halacha mishum sinai. If at the time of the shchita the simen keeps on shaking, so mele shchita is not meh. So it's not because it's nishpat kimei, so shchita is not meh. Why if Mishnah Mikene is written at Neil? Because if it's Mishnah Mikene, it keeps on shaking, it's not firm. So Mele the Mitzias is when the Torah salvation, the Torah salvation, the pharaohs, is the upper extension, it extends from the Vesha, from the Savias. So Mele the Mitzias is that if the Torah salvation is Nital, so then the Simen keeps on shaking, which is written. So it should also be possible. The shchita should be possible. Poch shapia or yikra simon. Apa gav lehame tfeik b'shchita zuh. Mikol mokin mamei yichsha. Kip yilheta b'shchita. Because for the same reason that where the vejet itself was nishmat. So the shchita is possible. Why? Because the simen shakes. Because the shimen shakes, it's not firm. It's not firmly attached. So if the tumas aveshet is little kulei, so also the simen, the veshet, he shakes, he's not firmly attached. So it's impossible. Miu kosher lipiyo shalochet diles, imai porin chvona, omach abe vlachone simonim shnitaldo lo bihul on chayit. לפי המקשן תקשר ירבה ובחונה גופה ויתריפה ובאוכה אם כימה הוא יקרו ביקיינו אומר לה ותריפה אלו שאין שחיתה מאלס בי אלו שאין שחיתה מאלס בי what a corner of the wheel is there is another cash now let's consider it according to Rashi's verse that's the verse in our text because there are so many verses but let's analyze it according to the girls in our text, which is Rashi's girls. So let's read. Omar Lach, Omar Shmuel, Tum Sabeish, Tum Tukul Melech Kosh. Itani Tum Nidu Lech Atach Tum Kosh. Maske Bo Rav Pope, Bo Yi Ki Nidu Sumon. U Rav Pope, Kashe Masbis. So Rav Pope says, the Tum Sabeish, Tum Tukul Melech Kosh, is not kosher. So how can he say that? But the Mishnah says, Nito lecha tachte is kosher. So Mishnah must is not for the loy kash. Hodi kei kure hodi yimu. Minu simon. So we can explain it the way Rashi explained it. Comes our Hadeus also. In other words, when does the Mishnah say Nito lecha tachte is sheo? It's yimu. Yimu means the lecha tachte was neka from the simonim. From the Torah Sabeishet, and the posah that intervenes between the lechi and the simoni remained attached to the Torah. So then it's kosher. And when is it eco simoni? When the lechi together with them, when the simon was detached from the lechi and the posah. And the boss. Then it's the psul of Iko. And according to the Allah has this. Elo Lishmuel Kash. Elo Lishmuel Kash. But Shmuel says Nikola Hatach in Kosha. So that implies that the Lechi was detached from the Lechi together with the Bosha was detached from the Simen from, I mean, Torah Tzavi, I'm sorry, but Shmuel says Torah Tzavi, Shemitah Kulin Lech Koshe. That means that the Tuchitz HaBeishet was detached from the Lechi and the Bosor. So the Bosor did not remain attached to the Tuchitz. It's still kosher. So then it should involve the Psula Mikra. It should involve the Psula Mikra. Loite Mikulei Yalein Aume. Shmuel, when he says Tuchitz HaBeishet Itukun Lechi Kosher, he doesn't mean that the Tuchitz was detached completely from the Lechi and the Bosor. It's kosher. But the major portion of the two Tuchitz was detached from the Lechi and the Bosor. But the Miut still remained attached to the Lechi. So then it is kosher. So that's not Tikkur. When is it Tikkur? When is it Tikkur? When the whole Tuchitz was detached from the Lechi and the Bosor. Then it's it. Omar Shmuel, Simonim Shemitaurim Behubom Treife, so the Machshim assume it means if just the whole, the major portion was detached, so it's Treife. So how can Shmuel say that the Tuchitz HaBeishet Shemitul Hube is kosher when Rabbi Bachon in the name of Shmuel says that it's treife. So he says, Umiu kosher fiyah aloche vilez, my point of Rabbi Bachon is in the Shemitul Hube, Rabbi Bachon is in the Shemitul Hube, nifiyah makshon, tikshole, Rabbi Bachon is gufe, di treife habe behoche, in Cain, Mao Nikru, the Kainalon, you have a treife, El Shane Shritten Ellis Day. So, what is the Makshin ask against Rav Nachman or Shmuel? So, the Gemara should ask against Rav Nachman or Shmuel's din? Here, now, what did the Makshin ask? What do we know? We know that Ikosimoni means that if the whole semen was detached from the lech, the whole semen. So even in that case, it's not right. But only shchit is not made. So even in the case where the whole semen was detached from the lech, so it's not right. But shchit is not made. Kolshin, in the case where all of the semen is detached from the lech, so it's certainly not right. How can Abba Bachone say in the name of Shmuel that even if Rov of the semen is detached from the lechi, it's already treife. When we know that even if the whole semen is detached from the lechi, it's still not treife. And here Rabbi Bachone in the name of Shmuel says that even if just the rod is detached, it's already there. So you could ask a kashe against Rabbi Bachone himself. Umiu kosh, if he alochazil is the my father of Rabbi Bachone, Simon Mishin, Dalton, the woman, Treife, if he a makshon, Kishali, Rabbi Bachone, Gufe, Gasen mikore loikash, hodi inke bikuve, ve hodi dulu latume. Yesh lima shi yidei amash. So in other words, what Gilsi is Tesis referring to? Tesis is referring now to New Gilsi. Now, like this. Allah Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now I'm just reading now the new girls. Allah Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tovet Sabeishi Shintoku in Lechi Kosher. He told it to me. I'll tell you, in order to make it easy, look in the Agoyes Habach. But one difference, the Agoyes Habach mentions not the girls and Tesis mentions right now, but look in the Agoyes Habach. So, Omar Nachman Shmuel Tovet Sabeishi Shintoku in Lechi Kosher. Vitone tunen to the Hatach to Kosher. Maske the Rakov of Viki to Simoni. So far, the same years, the Rakov of Kashi must be seen to the Hatach to Kosher. Vishle must be the Rakov of Loi Kashi. Hobi Ikri Kurodi, Oki Mikum and Simoni. El Vishmuel Kashi, Vitine Kurodi Mogo. So far, is the same years, according to all the sons. Now then comes the Omar Shmuel, Tuvet Sabeishe, Birubei. So how can Rav Nachman or Rav Shmuel say that Tuvet Sabeishe Birubei is kosher? But Shmuel said explicitly that Tuvet Sabeishe Birubei is reike. Is reike. So the Gemara says, Ho de idalgoi dule, ho de inkevin kubi. Ho de idalgoi dule, ho de inkevin kubi. In other words, when Shmuel says to the Tzaveishet is Berubei, that Berubei is Reife, he has reference to the case where it was perforated Berubei. The to the Tzaveishet, if it was Minuke Berubei, then it's Reife. And when Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says that the to the Tzaveishet Shemitah Berubei Lechi Kochea, he has reference to the case of the Dalgoi Dule, when it was detached from the Lechi, but it wasn't perforated. And when the Shmuel say to the Zavishim Yehuda is Treife, that's in the case where it's in Kibukum. And Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, when he says to the Zavishim Shemita Yehuda Lechi Kosher, has reference to the case of the Dalgoi Dule. In other words, the Gil said that the Bach mentions, except that the Bach mentions Ikpel Hodi Inkaf Ikpure, Hodi Ikpel Ikpure, Hodi Inkaf Ikpure. And this Gil says Hodi Inkaf Ikpure, Hodi Dalgali Dule. Hodi Dalgali Dule. Shmuel says Tobus Avation to Hubi Israfe, the Inkaf Ikpure. And Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel says, the Tovet Sabeishe Shemitu Ruben Lechi Kosher has referenced the case of the Dalgoi Dule when it was detached from the Lechi Atach. So then the Gemara asks another kasha. The Omer Rabbi Rabachone Omer Shmuel Simonim Shem Dalgoi Dule Rubom. So here Rabbi Bachone uses the expression Nidalgalu. So the Makshin assumed that the same term Nidalgalu that Rabbi Bachone uses has the meaning that the Tarzan has referenced. The Tarzan said that Rav Nachman and Shmuel of Tovet Sabeishe Shemitahu ben Lechi Kosher has reference to the case of Idalgo. So, what does Idalgo do and mean? The same thing that Rabbi Bachon or Shmuel means. Because after all, they both use the same expression. Idalgo do. So, if Rabbi Bachon in the case of Idalgo do means where it was detached forcefully, as Gemara mentions in the Ultimate Talent. So the Makshin also knew that that might be the meaning of Nidalgo Berubo, where it was detached not mildly, but forcefully. So merely when the Tarzan said, Hodi Nidalgo Berubo, that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Din of Tovet Sabeishe Shemitah Ruben Lechi Kocher also means forcefully, because he uses the same expression. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Sheishe Greid Ravide, hodi ich balik pune hosom vifrek afroke. Not the way you maxim assume that since the Tarzan used the expression dauri gule, detached, and Rabbi Nachone used the expression nidauru, so they both have referenced the same thing. No, sometimes you use the same expression in different senses. In different senses. In other words, so Rabbi Nachone, when he says nisamboni shenidauru beruvam treve, he meant if they were detached forcefully, bikeach. Bikeach. But the Tarzan, when he said that Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel is deep, Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel is deep. Of the Tuvet Aveichet, Shemit Aurubim Lechi Koshea, means it already do it. He means it already do it, not forcefully, but binachas. But binachas. So why did the Makshi as the Kasha against Rav Nachman and Rav Shmuel is deep? And why didn't the Makshi as the Kasha against Rabbi Nachman himself? The answer is, there is no Kasha to be raised against Rabbi Nachman from the Mishnah of Nitalech Yatachim Kosher. Because we could say, Nitalech Yatachim Kosher has reference to the case where it was detached mildly, binachas, so it's kosher. And Rabbi Nachman is reference to the case where it was detached forcefully. But the Tarzan said that Rav Nachman has reference to the case of Italoi Dule, so presumably the Makshin assumed that Italoi Dule has the same meaning as Italoi Dule by Rabbi Nachman. So just as by Rabbi Nachman it means forcefully, so here Italoi Dule also means forcefully. So there is a stira between Rav Nachman and Shmuel and Rabbi Nachman and Shmuel. It's very confusing, but it's very simple. Mio is following the Gals and the Kor. So when Tesis means the Gals and the Bach mentions, with one change, because the Bach mentions Hodi Inka Pikude, Hodi Ikpalik Pude. And Tesis now means Hodi Inka Pikude, Hodi Dalgali Dule. When you swore in the Gals and the Gora Luikashi, Hodi Inka Bikube, Hodi Dalgoi Dule, you see, in parentheses to the Maran, because the way, if you accept the Gils and the way it's written, so then you can understand the thesis. So that's why Ikbalikpule was taken out, and instead we have to insert Hodi Inka Bikube, Hodi Dalgoi Dule. Is Yeshleima? Shidea Hamakshin, Kilimovsik Lipsei, the Rabbi Vachon Aire, the Ifrakit Fruke Bikeach, Kamiad, Lahatre Bore, Vahabe Treipe, the Ikosimonu Lahabe Treipe, the Ikberik Pule, Binachas Malabosa. Now, this is an example of the thesis that you can't understand it if you don't look into the Maram. You know, sometimes most of the thesis you can go through without looking up the Maram and Mashal. But sometimes you have the cases without the Maram and Mashal, so you just couldn't go through the cases. This is a good example. So, Yesh Lima Shemidea Makshu, can you most of you say, the Rabbi Barchon Ayla, the Yifrak Yifu Kebikeach, Kamiyad, the Kamiyad, the Hadri Bori, the Hadri Treite, So then the Makshin also knew of the distinction between a mild detachment and the forceful detachment. So that's why the Makshin did not escape Kasha against Rabbi Nachman himself. That it's contrary to the Mishnah of Nitalech Yatachim. Because the Makshin understood Nidle Hatachten Kosher as reference to the case of the mild attachment, and Rabbi Bachone as reference to the case of the forceful attachment. But against Rav Nachman Mashmuel, so the Tarzan applied Rav Nachman Mashmuel to the case of the Dalgalibule. So he thought that it means the same kind of the Dalgalibule as Rav Nachman is referenced to, a forceful attachment. And in that case, discussion. So then there is this. Because if there is a forceful attachment, so that means that the semen is very shaky. There is no substantial firmness in the semen. So melee can be treated if it's very shaky. But if there is a mild attachment, then there might be a substantial a firmness in the semen after the attachment. So it's not treated. That Rav Nachman and Mashmuel is referenced to the case of Idilgulidule, but he doesn't mean the same Idilgulidule as Nidalgulu by Rabbi Bachone. Nidalgulu by Rabbi Bachone means a forceful attachment. The Idilgulidule of the Tarzan in respect to Rav Nachman and Mashmuel's day means a mild attachment. A mild attachment. All right. Aber ist wohl in die Garse, bloß eine Woche, wo man Schmuel und Rube, nur die Kasche, hat die Inke von Kuhle, hat die Inke von Kuhle. Das ist die Girse, die der Bach nicht ist. Das ist die Girse, die der Bach nicht ist. Weil der Bach adapt der Girse, apparently, that is the Girse by most shame, I have spoken. Why did he adapt that to this Girse? Not the Girse, hat die Inke von Kuhle, hat die Inke von Kuhle. Or anyway, so that's the deal say of the Bach Menschens. So Avot is one of the girls that was Roche, for Mashmuel Berube. So if Berube is right there, so how can Rav Nachman say that Nital, the Tum Zaleishe, she need to Rube in Lechi is kosher, but Shmuel said explicitly that Berube is already Treife. It's already Treife. So the more you interest, we cash it. Ho di inka fi kuve, ho di ikpa wikpoe. In other words, when Shmuel says explicitly that Tovet Zaveisha Berube is Treife, he means a neke Berube. A neke Berube. And when Ranachman Shmuel says Tovet Zaveisha Shemita Rube Nilechi Yikosher, he means ikpa wikpoe. Ikpa wikpoe. If I want to pull it, also detached. But the expression Nidalgal is not used. Nidalgal is not used. So then the Gemara, Sikashe, the Oma Rabbe Vachone Mashmuel, Simonim Shemidalgalu Birubon, is Treife, Simonim Shemidalgalu Birubon, is Treife. So we see that even when it's not perforated, it is just detached, it's also treife. How can Rav Nachman say in the name of Shmuel that if Rube is detached, it's kosher? So there is a spirit between one member of Shmuel and another member of Shmuel. So the boy gets a talent. Omar Rav Sheishe Brev Rabide. There is no spirit. Ho, the after Yikube. Ho, som, the after Kafuke. In other words, Rabbi Bachon of Shmuel that says that the Knigalbu, the Ugamu, there is an attachment. So the Ube is Eife as reference to the case of the forceful attachment. And Nachman Moshmuel says, the Tumas Abeshi Shemitu Ube Melechi Kosher, he has reference to the case of a mild detachment. So then the question is, according to this Gersa, when the Makshmes Tikash against Rav Nachman Moshmuel, because it is in country of Rabbi Rabachone, Omar Shmuel Salohe, but the same Makshim could arrest the Kashi against Rabbi Bachon himself. How does Rabbi Bachon say? That if there is an attachment with Ube, so it's very pay, but Nitulach Yatachim is kosher? The Cholah Pochas must have reference to the case. Were just Ube was detached. Or just Ube, we couldn't say that Nitla Hatachten has reference to the case where Miut was detached, because then the expression Nital would not be used. So we show in the complete Gilse of Hodin, Kapikube, Hodin, Dalgoy, Dule. So there we said that the Makshin also knew of the possible talents, the distinction between Ikpulik Pule and Apetifu. But he only asked against Hanachma Shmuel because the Talsim applied Hanachma Shmuel's halacha to the case of the Dalgalidule. So he assumed that the Dalgalidule has the same meaning as the Dalgalidule in Rabbi Bachone. Mashiach, according to this, he'll say, so the Talsim doesn't even use the expression Dalgalidule. He uses the expression Ikpalikpule. So what if Shech? If the Makshim didn't know of this teretz, of the possible distinction between the mild attachment and the forceful attachment, so he should have asked the same kashe against Rabbi Bachone. Why did he ask Davke against Rav Nachman Moshmuel? Rabbi Bachone's din itself is difficult, is contrary to the Mishneh of Nitulach Yatach. Abu is going to Gaza, it was all of a mushroom with the little cash. Oh, the incapitu, the hot is going to pull a caution. The hint caution is close from the Hanan. The Miforish, now Rabbi Hananel, it seems that Rabbi Hananel, and that Rabbi Hananel, I mean, we don't even have to say that Rabbi Hananel has the Gilsay, that the Bach mentioned. Because we can say that Rabbi Hananel has righteous years. But Rabbi Hananel says in the Teretz, Rabbi Hananel could very well be explained according to Rashi's years. The years in our text. But whereas Rashi explains, Ikpalik Pule means in my literature, Ifrakifuke means a forceful detachment. So Rabbi Hananel says, if Hakifuke means when the Veshet and the Konel were detached from each other, so then it is straight. When does Rabbi Nachman or Mashmuel say the Tobes HaVeshet Shemita Ruben Melechi is kosher when it was detached from the Lechi, but the two Simonim remain, the Konel and the Veshet remain detached to each other? Remain attached to each other. So Mele, according to the Rach's Pshat, the question is, why do the Makshines only against Hanach and Moshmuel? Obviously, the Makshin didn't know the distinction between a detachment of one simon from the other and the detachment of the simon from the Rach. So then, the Makshin could have asked the Kashi against Rabbi Bachon himself. How does Rabbi Bachon say that Simonim Shnidalgul Berubon is straight? He didn't know yet that Nidalgul Berubon means the Konel was detached from the Reish. So why did he assume that it means it was detached from the Lechi? So Rabbi Bachon is contrary to the Mishneh of Nitulach Hatach Nikosha. Nitulach Hatach Nikosha. Ich bin Gott der Deutschkanal, die Leute in Afrika gucken. Sie wissen, was sie wollen, und sie sind sehr. Vielleicht auch nicht mehr schon mag ich nur Ideen, dass die Kinder an Polch wieder. Wie ich schon nah, die Polch, der Rabbi Barachone, hat den Motto und Linder und Zamecha, Tickschelot, der Rabbi Barachone, Gufi, ich trete an die Ikos, ich trete an die Ikos Simoni, Heche, Mischkachas, oder immer ein Name? Die Gemorre Kunde Wes, der Maxi, Kunde Wes, und die Gemorre Kunde Wes, die Kasche gegen den Maxi, und der Mecha, I mean, you ask against Ramachan Mashmuel, you can ask the same kind of Kasche against Rabbi Vachone, after all, Rabbi Vachone says that a detachment by Rube is already treife, and we know that Tikos Monim, which is not in treife, it only means that the Shrit is ineffective, means that there is a total detachment. So even in case of a total detachment, it's not treife. So but just a psul the Shrit, and Rabbi Vachone says that a whole detachment is already treife. But a conflict, as we know, there is no kasha. Because when do we say that there is ikosimoni, that there is ikosimoni, it isn't, even if there is a total detachment, when the detachment took place my way, the detachment took place my way. But when the detachment took place my way, so even if there is a total detachment, so there is still a madikum of firmness. Mashenji, where there is a forced detachment, even the Rube, then there isn't even a madikum of firmness. So then it's three, Mechad. Alright, this is the Pshat. Now, let's turn, I'll tell you, I think that in order to understand the Rambam, we have to look into the Lashon of the Rif. Because usually the Rambam follows the Shita of the Rif. Sometimes not, but usually he does. שניתל ברובי מלכי קושי ודווקא דיפרקי פרוקי אבל ידלדו אידולי אוי איקפלי כפול אלוי יומר שמואל סימונים שנדלדו ברובון טרי see from the Rif. No matter how you try to explain the Rif, one thing is clear from the Lashon of the Rif. That you see, according to Rashi and Tesvis, so if a kefuke is, there is more psul than each palikpule. According to the Rif, it does the reverse. That in the case of each palikpule, so then it's more humble, and in the key when is it more cow? That key for the According to Rashi, he says, so, if I can fuck it, it's more humble. If I can fuck it. If I can fuck it, means the care, but it's more humble. And this way, pulling is more calm. But according to the Rashi, so, when is Nippur Berubin Lechi Kosha? If I can fuck it. If I can fuck it. Represents the mild case. I mean the kosher case. The kosher case. And each balik pule represents the homo case. Each balik pule. Now there is a question whether the Rebbe had the same gilse as we had. So, Omar, what the Loshi had more? Omar Afshishet Reb Rabide, Ho di ikpawik pule, Ho som di ifreka kfuhi. Ho som di ikra kfuhi. So now he says, Ho di ikpawik pule, Rav Nachman, in other words, Rabbi Bachon or Shmuel has referenced the case of ikpawik pule, and Rav Nachman or Shmuel has referenced the case of Afrika kfuhi. But the Rif mentions another case of Idalgali Dule. That Idalgali Dule is also not kosher. I'm using the expression not kosher. I don't want to use the expression trade because sometimes it's not kosher because it's shchit is effective. But trade it isn't. So I want to use one expression that could be both, could be trade and could be ineffective shchit. Not kosher. So the question is this. Did the Rif have, and that I tried to find out from the Rishonim, I mean, what they say, but it's not clear. It's not clear. My impression is, my guess is, that according to the Rishonim, the Rif's Gilse was not like Omar Afshishet Reb Rabide, Hodiik Pawit Pule, Hosom, the African Frike, but the Gilse was Ho the Ikpawit Pule Oi Daudali Dule Oi Daudali Dule Hosom the Ifaka. That would be better. Because otherwise, if the Rikpawit Gilse that is now a text Ho the Ikpawit Pule Hosom the Africa Frike, so why didn't he mention Idaudali Dule also? Where did he get Idaudali Dule? However, if we say, Ho, Omar Afshishet Reb Rabide, Ho diik pawik pule, Oi daudali pule, so then it's not kosher. Ho som di afuk afuke. Afuk afuke. Then it will be much better. Then it will be much better. If we say that the Rif had this yourself, Ho diik pawik pule, Oi daudali pule, so, ho diik pawik pule oi daudla dule. So, then it's not kosher. Hosom, hosom, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, who says Tubitz Aveishet, Shemital Ruben Lechi, is kosher, as reference to the case of Africa food. It's not Tinto Kule, but the Shemitol Ruben Lechi is kosher, as reference to the case of Africa food. Of Africa food. Of Africa food. Now, it is very curious that the Rosh says in the Rebbe, as a matter of fact, turn to the Rosh. Very confusing. One of the most confusing ones. Turn to the Rosh Neotretes, paragraph 4. The fourth line, paragraph 4. Omar Nachman Mashmuel. Tu betaveishet shenitol kule nilechi kosher. Masif lorab bope voiki to simonim. Loitim shenitol kule el shenitol rube. Viko simonim meine shenekoli gamre. But if ikur of rov, so then there is no psul shchite, so it's kosher. Behold, Omar Rabba Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Simonim shenitol rube and treife, Omar Rabbi Sheshabrit Rabide, hod nikpolit pulo odifra kifrikim. Pirush Ahudi Turba Shinitu Melechi Haine that Shinitu Rubi Melechi is kosher Rav Nachman Mashmuel Haine Kishinitu Aparo Bimokim Echol Vami Ita Mechuber Bimokim Acher Bimokim Echol Bimokim Acher In my own detection Avol Simonim Shinitu Kobikeach Mekam Mekam Vami Ita Misharei Mechuber Bimokim Echol Treif They see me to have a Hidu Lord of Bokim Zuli Girsas Hasvorin Pirush Rashi In other words, if there is a force of detection,